everyone. Welcome back to the Launch School podcast. I'm Brandy. I'm here with Karis, and we are here today to talk about Smooth Start. Hi, Karis.
Hey, Brandy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Yeah, doing good. As you might have heard my voice before, I was actually in season 4 of the Launch School podcast. I'm really happy to be back. And lovely to see you're doing such an awesome job. I listened to season 5. Amazing. Beautiful. Really looking forward to sharing and being on the other side and sharing all about Smooth Start.
Thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun. A totally new experience for me, but I've really enjoyed it. The interviews have been great. So yeah, we're here to talk about Smooth Start, and we're going to talk about everything, what it is and the various iterations. I think a lot of the students like myself who started after Smooth Start was a thing kind of see it as something that is really great. And I wish that I had had Smooth Start at the beginning. So can you start by maybe just telling us why was Smooth Start created?
Yeah, so that's a good question, a wonderful place to start. So the thing about Launch School is that it's known as, I'm sure you know, we all know that it's known for a rigorous training program, you know, mastery, foundational courses in programming, and also its capstone program, the kinds of graduates that Launch School has, its amazing salaries, and the career that you can also get. But what it's not really known for, as well as all of those things, is the community. And not just the community, but it's just full of hardworking, friendly, professional individuals. They're always willing to help. And it's such a hidden gem, I feel. And we were, the staff and I were talking, and we were just asking ourselves, what if there was a way to introduce the community to new students that aren't yet involved in the community? And so these could be core curriculum students, but they just haven't yet taken the plunge and dived into our main portal, which is Slack, and just being able to sort of connect with students from the get-go. So we wanted to create more of a personal face-to-face like introduction and welcome to Launch School, like with people talking to you and saying, you know, welcome to Launch School. And students also have the opportunity to like meet peers at their level, forming study buddies from the very beginning, so that you can sort of take them with you throughout the program, especially if you can, that is. Because when you're new, it can really be daunting, reaching out, asking questions over Slack. I know I've been through this personally. I'm sure you have as well, Brandy, but it just in the beginning anyway, it's a bit difficult to form study buddies and just sort of ask people out there, like, you know, does anybody want to study? That sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It's a bit intimidating. So having those smaller intimate groups, that's really what we wanted to aim for in Smooth Start. So it's just not as intimidating meeting other students and just connecting to students and staff that are more advanced, able to answer all your common questions, those ones that you would normally ask at the beginning of a program. So yeah, that's really why we began Smooth Start.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think that anyone who has looked at like the public Launch School page, the first thing that comes across is that like this is a very serious curriculum and it has a lot of structure, which is great. I think that's a lot of what students are looking for. But you're right that it doesn't quite come across. I didn't realize when I signed up that there would be such a rich community that I would become involved in and feel a part of, that I would learn everyone's names almost. So it's great to kind of show that side a little more. And that all sounds really fun. But what kind of issues did it help to address in a sense? Because there must have been some things happening and issues that new students were facing that you thought this would help with.
Yeah, for sure. So that's really what Smooth Start is about. So throughout each of the week, we address like common topics that students often face just to get that sort of running start. You've got everything that you need from a non-technical perspective in terms of support as well. Like, or for example, in week one, so Smooth Start is made up of 4 weeks. In week one, we cover Launch School resources. So that's basically everything that's available to you, you know, whether you're in the core curriculum or otherwise. So basically every single programming resource that Launch School can provide for you. It could be, you know, spot sessions. It could be TA study groups. It could be just the Slack community. It could be Gather. So just things like that. Week two is then about study habits. So building those study habits from the very beginning, just like a small exposure. So the workshops cover study habits in more detail. So this is more about how to apply that. So when now that you've got a group of peers, how do you start sort of applying that in a Gather session, for example? How do you start implementing them into your study with other people around you? And also, we even talk about things like overcoming doubt. If doubt is setting in from the very beginning, or even if it comes up during call, what do you do? And just experientially, hearing from students that have faced this, and what do they do when it does reach them? And also overcoming imposter syndrome as well. In week three, we cover what to expect from the core curriculum. So things like, what is it like to take my first written assessment or interview? What do I consider ready? That's a common question that we get often. And then finally, in week four, is really an Ask Me Anything session. So this is speaking with somebody that's more experienced, knows the program from start to finish, can answer all those questions. So that's really what each of the weeks hope to address. In between sessions, so these are 1 hour sessions, live sessions, we have a Slack community. You can ask all your questions, anything that you possibly comes to mind. I always encourage people to use that time, those 4 weeks, to get all your questions out. So that's really the space to do it. And we even offer more recent cohorts. We are offering midweek exercises that you can do in between sessions, just to encourage students to connect with each other and work on things together. Just get used to it, being online and working with people.
That's a lot. I think that covers so much. And it's funny, you mentioned talking about all the resources students have. And of course, as you go through the prep course and everything, you're told about these resources, but it's such an overwhelming point that you forget like half of what you read. So I think it's great. Like, you know, so many students will be like, wait, what's the spot? And it's like, well, yeah, we did tell you, but, you know, let me show you. So that's really nice to have like a low barrier kind of like tour of the facilities.
Absolutely.
In a sense.
Yeah.
And the other thing you mentioned that I really liked was talking about the doubt, because something that I see in study sessions with early on students is just this huge amount of doubt, and everyone's convinced that they're the only one feeling it. Right, that everyone around them is feeling really sturdy and moving forward and knows what they're talking about, especially when they look ahead to students further on. And so we talk about that in study sessions, but to get there, they have to make it to a study session first, right? So it's nice for Smooth Start to come in a little bit earlier than that and be like, hey, no pressure, come and join us, and we'll talk about all of this before you've even really started.
Absolutely. That's really what it is about. It's just about noticing that, and these are experienced leads. So our student leads are more experienced core curriculum students. And if they're inviting guest speakers, but they're also, they themselves are talking about that when they've experienced doubt, and it could even be further into the program, you can sort of start to realize like, oh, it's not just me. And they're much further on in the program too. And it's just that relief, that just that pressure taken off that you're not alone. If you do feel that way, because it can ebb and flow. And as confidence, as you know, Brandy, as confidence builds over time, that will slowly sort of pull back a little bit, but it will still surface. It can still surface, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, learning something as difficult as programming definitely has a roller coaster at the beginning of being totally lost and overwhelmed to kind of understanding something and then back down. And so seeing each people at every stage kind of bridges that gap until you can hopefully finally see that someone who is post capstone working as an engineer could be you, that you can relate to them.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Let's talk about how it all started. So Smooth Start has gone through a lot of changes. So can we start all the way back at the first cohort and tell me what that was about, what you guys did for the first iteration of Smooth Start?
Yeah, absolutely. So Smooth Start began last year. So that was back in May 2023. So this is really where we wanted to do that formal introduction to Launch School. So we were at that stage offering it to core curriculum students, so people that had just begun core curriculum courses, so everything between 101 to maybe 119, so those first courses. And we had four leads. I was one of the leads. And then we had about eight students per lead, so about 32 students. What was interesting was when we sent out, like, and it was nothing, it wasn't over-marketed or anything like that. It was just a little a message that we sort of put out over the community. And what was very interesting was that there was a lot of interest in this program that we hadn't really sort of done before. And that was very exciting to sort of see how much students were looking for that in-person connection just at the very beginning of Launch School. So that was very exciting to see. So we sort of, even though we were sort of accounting for maybe 32 students, we got more like 60 students that were interested. So that was very reassuring. So as I said before, the topics were, so they were 1 hour Zoom sessions, topics were focused, they were lecture style, and but it also encouraged answering questions on Slack. And then right at the end in week four, you had an Ask Me Anything session with a staff member. So that could have been Chris or Surgeon Pete. And then also listening to feedback from other students. So directly after the Smooth Start ended, we sent out a feedback form and we collected all the feedback. And that's really what all these iterations that we've done is based on. We really do listen to feedback. And I really mean that when I say it, because we will go through every one of the feedback and just sort of read. If we commonly see something happening again and again, we'll want to implement it next time. We really do want the experience to be student-focused, student-oriented, and just helping them navigate those first steps at Launch School. So that was the first one.
What I notice, I think the biggest difference from that to now, and maybe I think what changed with Smooth Start 2 was that it was only for core students, right? And In a sense, maybe there was some realization that the start of Launch School happens even before that. So what changed with Smooth Start 2? Was that something that changed?
Yeah. So Smooth Start 2 then, so once that finished and we realized there was a lot of interest, prep students was also reaching out at that time in the first cohort asking, is this just a core thing? And we sort of had to say, unfortunately, it is. But, you know, if there is enough interest, we'll open it up to more students. And we really wanted to make it available for prep as well. So Smooth Start 2, it was mainly, that was the focus. It was about offering a program that was centered and catered to prep students that hadn't yet reached the core curriculum. So I was a lead for this one as well. I entered management, so I was sort of looking after and helped sort of putting together a program for prep students. So again, we were aiming for more, so we wanted to be able to get more students entering the program. So last time, there was about interest in about 60 students that were interested. So we put out that amount of people for, we accommodated that many people. But what we found was that we had 120 students very interested. So it sort of doubled. So we weren't able to accommodate that, but it's just something to sort of think about, like, okay, next time we will need to accommodate more students. So it was really wonderful to see that interest, but there is limited seating as well. So 60 plus students, we had six leads. Smooth Start Prep was introduced. But what was also something that we wanted to introduce was an AMA at the end. So instead of AMA with a staff member, we really wanted to do an AMA with a working software capstone alumni. So that was the next iteration. So we wanted to give them students a valuable opportunity to like talking with somebody who's been through the program start to finish, is now on the other side. It's where the students want to be. And wouldn't it be awesome to have that like valuable perspective from somebody that's already in it, and they can sort of share that whole process that they went through? What was capstone like? What was the job interview process like? Everything. So I just thought that that would be so valuable. And it's also, as I saw Smooth Start was growing bigger and bigger, it's also scalable. I understand that our staff is limited, of course. And so
it would be really wonderful because we have so many alumni that we could have each of these alumni serve more and more groups that as we saw Smooth Start was becoming bigger. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great. It's a lovely cycle too, because you know that the alumni are so eager to talk to students about these types of hurdles that they overcome at the beginning because they went through them as well. And now they're, you know, looking back and love to pay it forward.
For sure.
So who were the leads at this point? Because you said that you were a lead, but are the other leads staff members?
Yeah. So that's a great question. So the leads are actually experienced core curriculum students. These are students that are further on in the program. They're often spot leads because spot leads are very used to leading. we often ask different kinds of students. It's not always a spot lead, but it's just people that are willing to or looking forward to sort of paying forward everything that they've learned through CORE and just advice that they want to share, things that they want to pass forward to a new generation of Smooth Start students. So the really great thing about these leads is that directly afterwards, and this was implemented in Smooth Start 2, is that I wanted to also hear from them as well. So when we finished that cohort, we have a retrospective after every cohort now, and we sort of gather around and we just have a look and we just said, look, what went well and what needed improvement? And just to hear every single lead's personal take on, you know, what was it like for them? You know, can we improve their learning material as well, their onboarding as well, because leads are the lifeblood of Smooth Start. And it's so important that they enjoy leading as well, and that we really do want them to have fun just as much as the students are having fun and getting to know each other. So yeah, I really look forward to hearing not just the students' feedback, but also the leads' feedback as well.
And how did the leads enjoy it? What did they take away from it? I'm just curious about like what their feedback was. Was it just fun? Like, did they gain something?
Yeah. So I always ask them, you know, what was like your biggest takeaway from leading? Like, what did you learn? And It's often mixed, but it is just things like it is rewarding, sort of paying forward that what they've learned, and also just it is you're working on leadership skills, so you're sort of building leadership skills as a lead, and that's a valuable soft skill in and of itself. Paying forward, I think that's the number one thing, is that when you pay forward something, a hard lesson that you've sort of learned, and being able to give it back, it's just a very rewarding position to be in. And I do know that it is, having been a lead myself, that it is incredibly satisfying being able to like help newcomers feel more welcome. It's just really great.
Yeah, I think I've interviewed a couple of Smooth Start leads, and the sentiment is just like that they themselves have overcome these hurdles, right? Whether it was like a not yet on an assessment or working full time and trying to balance things. And so their sentiment is that anything they can do to help someone in that situation, even if it's just help alleviate a little bit of doubt, they love it. What you were saying about building that leadership is really important too. I think every single capstone interview we have, people talk about soft skills and communication ability. And so like being a Smooth Start lead, being a spot lead are huge, bonuses on top of that, of building your soft skills and your communication and working with people from, you know, all over the world and different age groups and different personalities. So exactly. That's really nice too. I think that's great for the leads.
For sure.
Okay. And then we have Smooth Start 3. So Smooth Start 2, it was introduced for prep, and also they got to hear from a capstone alumni, which is really great to hear from someone that isn't staff or a current student, but someone who's actually a working engineer, like making time in their schedule to come and talk to you. What happens in Smooth Start 3?
Yeah. So the biggest change was knowing that there was a lot more interest than when we first started, you know, going from 32 to 120, we thought, okay, let's see. So Smooth Start 3 happened in October 2023. So it was the end of the year. It was the very last one we were going to run at that year. So we just said, look, let's do a sort of an all-out end of year. As many students as that are interested, let's see if we can accommodate them. So it was 120 students, 11 leads. So just a lot more management, a lot more logistics across more students, more leads. And we doubled the amount of leads from what we had last time. So that was the main focus of Smooth Start 3, was just how can we accommodate more students so that they enjoy the best of, you know, going through the program, feeling more welcome, and especially at the end of the year, being the last one of 2023.
And was that enough, or did 240 students show up?
I think it was around 120. It could have been 150, but yeah, that was really it. It was between 120 to 150, if I recall, somewhere around there. So we still weren't able to get everybody. Mm-hmm. But we do have an application process, and it does really, there is one for a reason, as in we do look for, we ask students to ask us like, or answer, what are you most looking forward to in Smooth Start? We are looking for people that are excited or people that want to just know questions. So we do read all of our applications. So yes, even though seats are limited, there is also not everybody will be able to participate because we want them to take the program seriously as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that brings up an interesting point, because we've talked about the dynamic between like the leads and the students that they are leading. But I'm curious about how the actual group of students come together, like what that experience is. It's not student to lead and student to lead and no interaction together. It's kind of like a team, right? What's that like?
Yeah. So one of our calls feature... So at the time, so this is between Smooth Start 1 and Smooth Start 3, they were lecture oriented. Uh-huh. And that involved a student lead sort of doing sort of a 1 hour session about the particular weekly topic based on the topics that I mentioned earlier. And so some of the feedback that we were getting about that was that lectures are okay, but they really wished that they could reach out to and connect to other students more explicitly. So in live sessions, but also peer-to-peer, we often sort of, while we gave students the environment to talk to each other, I got the sense that they wanted a little bit more help with that. Mm-hmm. And that's really what happened in the next cohort. So the very last one that we ran earlier in Feb this year. Mm-hmm. So that's what Smooth Start 4 sought to address, which was the common thing that we were getting back was that I really wish that I could had more time to talk to my peers in the group. So because it was lecture-oriented, we made this sort of decision to switch out lecture-oriented and instead make it more Q&A focused. So what we did was we changed the format from lectures to facilitation with a core guest speaker. So what we did was we asked the leads, would you be willing to be a guest speaker for other leads? So we invited them onto the call, and instead we're still focused on the weekly topic. So say, for example, the first week being Launch School Resources, instead of it being a lecture format, we are instead having the lead facilitating and then a guest speaker that's speaking about everything to do with Launch School Resources, but it's question oriented. So the lead will ask them questions. And in between, of course, students can ask questions as well. So suddenly students are being exposed to not just the lead, student lead and the capstone alumni graduate that they talk to at the end, or working as a software engineer. They're also talking to three different other core curriculum students. Uh-huh. In the guest speakers. So they have now, you know, five different perspectives from core students that have gone through the program, and they can sort of get a more of an idea of what kind of people, what are the people here at Launch School? And can I see myself in each of these people? Can I see myself being and working alongside these type of people? So that's really what we really wanted to be more community focused, more community centered around people, not just lectures. And another thing that we addressed to sort of get students to talk to each other a little bit more, we started running icebreakers as well. So we have little icebreakers in each of the live sessions. Zoom's got a really great feature called breakout rooms that allows students to sort of peer off, so move off together into groups of two, and then they are able to talk to each other, answer some questions about what course you're in and things like that, and just sort of get some breaking some ice, getting sort of some discussion or just some conversations going. We also have some live exercises that they do in groups as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's, it changed. It changed from, you know, be more lecture focused to sort of being more student focused and more discussion focused as well.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting because that was kind of the whole goal of Smooth Start was the community based. And so it's kind of like it almost started as definitely some community, but also kind of just more material, like a lecture. And then kind of like iteration after iteration, we're like, okay, we actually just want people to have conversations, like converse with each other and actually build a bit of a community before you're even necessarily in the community.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And also another thing that we added, I forgot to mention, was we also added midweek exercises. Mm-hmm. So after the call ended, what would normally happen is that students would often have the rest of the week to talk on the Slack chat and ask questions if they wanted to. And that was It sort of had mixed. It was sort of a mixed response. Some groups were extremely active, mm-hmm. and other groups not so much. So to sort of get students to keep meeting, keep connecting, or giving them opportunities to do that, we also added midweek group exercises. So we gave students the opportunity to have within a group even smaller support groups within the group. So groups of three within a group that would get together. They've got the opportunity to get together and do a midweek exercise in Gather. So again, reinforcing, you know, making study buddies, sort of forging those connections from the very beginning, but just more guidance and more sort of sharing or giving them opportunities to do that. Yeah.
And what type of exercises, like technical or more like community building, what were those?
So the great thing about Smooth Start is that it is non-technical focused, as in it's focused on support and sort of the resources that are available to you at launch school. So technicalities are not necessarily involved, but it's exercises such as getting together with a group and sort of brainstorming a massive list of questions that you want to ask. And because sometimes, you know, you can sort of think off the cuff, but you may not necessarily have all the questions just off the top of your head that you want to ask. Getting together with a group and brainstorming every capstone question you want to ask, every launch school administrative question you want to ask, or every question that you want to ask about assessments, just getting all of those questions out. So that's really one of the exercises, but we also have other ones as well about, how implementing study habits and taking different steps towards doing that, how to implement it in your daily routine. But they have changed over time. So this time around, we're doing things a little bit differently. The midweek exercises are more focused and they cover different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. So much of it seems like an exercise in de-isolation, which I think is one of the biggest hurdles with launch school. And just, you know, it's hard to show up where you don't know anyone and you're not sure if you're thinking the right things, right, quote unquote. And so just saying, oh, someone else has this question. Okay, if someone else has this question, let's ask. And even starting the core curriculum, like I have other people with the same doubts or, you know, a similar life situation, but they're going to start core too. So a lot of it just seems like de-isolation, like seeing that there are other people before you who have gone through the same thing. There are people next to you going through the same thing, and there will be people after you who go through the same thing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. And that's really this this most recent iteration, which is coming out very soon. This most iteration, recent iteration of Smooth Start, Smooth Start 5, so that's May 2024, is really, it focuses on that. So this time, the guest speakers, they are the people of launch school, but they're more like focused different types of people of launch school. So in week one, we're hoping to get spot leads. In week two, we're having a experienced core curriculum student. Week three, we're hoping to have TAs. And then week four is our very popular AMA with a capstone graduate working software engineer. So this is like the life cycle of launch school. So students can ask myself, can I see myself in each of these people, working with each of these people, and sort of getting a real feel of the type of people they'll be interacting with at every stage of launch school. And as far as the Capstone alumni, they're also mentors. So they will be even helping you mentor in the Capstone program. Mm-hmm. So it is really, it's really wonderful to be able to sort of give them a sneak peek or like a preview of what is to come. Mm-hmm. So it's just super exciting.
That's awesome. That's really nice. And to see not just the, you know, peers, like the peers that you will have and the staff, but also like maybe your Capstone mentor. It just puts all of it very much in front of you from someone who signed up for launch school just based on what was written on a page, right? Like you read through a page and it yeah. sounds really good and, you know, everything looks pretty good, but there's still maybe this bit of doubt, right? That like, is this yeah. all too good to be true? So it's nice to put some faces to the names and see, you know, here it is all out in front of you to see and to ask questions and to relate to. I think that's a big part.
Absolutely. And I just feel like so much of the anxiety is just lifted, if there is any, when you're just talking to somebody. And launch school, as I said before, you know, amazing program. And the community is so great. And I just love the opportunity to be able to give that to students from the get-go and just say, there is also this awesome community that backs this program. But that's really what Smooth Start is about. Not only is it about connecting students to this idea, but especially if you're in prep, it really also invites students to make a decision about what it is that they want to do. It invites students to really take action. So by the 4 weeks, end of 4 weeks, you got to ask yourself, you know, is this program right for me? And, you know, if you do see yourself in the program, in the community, and you know, talking to all of these people and say, yes, 100%, invites you to take action and say, yes, I want to commit to Launch School. But it also, if you realize like, oh, this is not really for me, it also encourages students to also take action and realize this is not for me. And I'm glad that I found that out now. So it's really about just making that decision. So encouraging students to make that decision, especially if they're on the fence. And this is more centered to prep students. And that's really what makes prep and core very different. And prep Smooth Start and core Smooth Start, that is. And so in this cohort, so this one coming up, there's even more emphasis on making the two courses, so prep Smooth Start and core Smooth Start, different from each other. The main difference that there is that prep Smooth Start is really centered around, especially in week three, we talk about what to expect from the core curriculum. So what is on the other side? What is on the other side when you make that step into the core curriculum? What am I to expect? What are TA study groups like? What are code reviews like? What is a written assessment like? What's an interview like? But then in core, you're already in. And so your questions are more centered around, you know, assessment readiness, you know, the baseline to do well at launch school, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. You're already in there. You're sort of asking more focused questions. What happens if there's, you know, a technical issue when I take an assessment? Things like that. Mm-hmm. Our leads, it's not because they're core curriculum students, our leads' job is to not necessarily answer them, especially if they're technical. It's to give them a direction on where they can find the answer, because more often than not, all the answers are already out there. Mm-hmm. So we just point them where they can find that answer.
That's really interesting, too, about helping to make a decision. It gives you everything you need. It might be hard to make a decision just based on the website or just based on the prep material. But after 4 weeks in Smooth Start, I mean, it'd be hard to provide more for you to make a decision. So it's nice that there's kind of like that space to open up and be like, do you want to or do you not? Either way is okay. So long as you have everything you need to make that informed decision.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Either way is okay. It's sitting on the fence and being like, oh, I'm not sure if I'm ready. And that often comes up a lot in prep, where it's just like, oh, you know, how many times do I have to revisit the prep material? And it's we sort of have to, you know, gently remind our students that it's prep is not the mastery base. That's when you enter core, and prep is just really giving you a taste of what core has to offer. And you will circle back to all the material again and back in core. But it's just things like that, really. And it's just sort of getting over that hurdle over making that decision, whether this is for me or this is not for me. And both are finances for sure.
Yeah. And you also mentioned like soothing the anxiety. And it's funny because we hear that from Chris all the time. He says that like his main job is just soothing everyone's anxiety about Core and Capstone and everything. So that's also great to see, you know, to be able to ask questions and see the proof of other people around you moving through, just to kind of like settle the nerves that like this is real. And if I put in the work, I will be able to get there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say that, yeah, this is not an easy program. And this is not, that's what makes Launch School the amazing program that it is that it's not easy. It is a mastery-based program. And so we wanted to be able to offer more in-person support because it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the focus at Smooth Start. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great. Okay. So that's what's to come in Smooth Start 5. That's kind of the change, is that interaction each week. Is anything else changing with Smooth Start 5?
Yeah. So one of the things that we have sort of done a bit of experimenting on, but haven't really sort of taken the plunge and doing, is really getting students involved in Gather.
Mm-hmm.
So we did offer it as in midweek exercises to visit and gather and, you know, do a discussion there. And we do a demo in week one.
Mm-hmm.
But what we really want to do is like draw students into getting used to meeting up in Gathertown and running study sessions together. So weeks 2 and 4 will cover being in Gathertown. And we'll even have like dedicated spaces. So dedicated spaces are currently being built as we speak for Smooth Start in Gathertown, which is really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when you break out into groups, where it's going to be sort of like teacher and students, where the students will be actually breaking out into groups and you can visually see that happening, which is really kind of fun. And also just getting used to all the resources, the coding, you know, the coding sandboxes that are available to you, CoderPad, and just all the different things that Gather can do. It just really enriches what we're trying to do here.
Mm-hmm.
So very excited to bring Gather to Smooth Start.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I can just imagine going to a Smooth Start group and you're a bit nervous and like you can't find the room right away. So you have this kind of sense of like showing up to college and, you know, being a bit nervous. But then you see like someone whose name says Capstone Prep and they like get onto a go-kart and like whiz to their Capstone Prep room. And also there's like a TA study session happening and like maybe the women's group is meeting. And so all these things happening around you in real time, just to add another layer of like you're here like in the building where it happens. That's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I would sort of, if we could think about it in real world terms, Smooth Start is kind of like orientation on campus. So when you're with a student lead and they're sort of taking you and they're giving you a bit of a tour of Launch School, that's really what Smooth Start is about, mm-hmm. for sure. Yeah.
That's so cool. I think maybe the only difference I would draw between like an orientation and Smooth Start is that you don't have to be certain. You don't have to be enrolled in, you know, you don't have to be sure. Yeah. I guess it's almost like a campus tour versus like a like freshman orientation, if we're going to draw an analogy.
Yes, especially for prep.
Yeah.
For prep students. So when you're in core, yes, you know, it is kind of like that. But yeah, you're exactly right, where when you're in prep, yes, it is more of a preview of the tour of a campus before you even consider.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And even for the core students, I think not totally Smooth Start related, but a huge benefit to core is always that like you're free to stop whenever you want. You're not committed by, you know, any metric. And if you spend a few months in core and decide that it's not for you, you know, that's great. Either way, kind of like we were saying earlier, so long as you've decided, so long as you don't leave at the end of the day and spend a long time wondering what if, right? As long as that question is answered, then it's great. It's a great outcome.
Yeah. And I will add here, a common question that comes up is when the 4 weeks end, students often ask, why is it so short? Can it keep going? Can we just keep this? And that, I mean, I totally understand. And that support has been valuable and I appreciate, it's great to hear that. However, this is also a safe self-paced program. And the great thing is that this is sort of something that we can sort of quietly sort of introduce you to. So it's a sort of a small taste of some support at the beginning. So a bit of a buffer, and then we kind of let you go. So like, it's really that. And so you are more independent, you're more confident as you progress through the program. Everybody's timetables are also very different as well, and they'll be progressing differently through the program. It's just not possible because it is self-paced. That's really what it is. It's to give you that running start, mm-hmm. and just know that that support is always available to you when you need it.
Right. And so in Smooth Start, it's kind of like, we'll help you facilitate these conversations with your peers, and we'll help you facilitate these questions that you have. But after this is over, it's up to you. It's up to you to go and facilitate and create your study groups and, you know, be brave and reach out to people and post your question on Slack, even if you're not sure if it's a silly question. So that's, you know, that's more of like what the core curriculum experience is like. It is self-paced, and it's up to you. It's difficult, and you have to be in charge of your own learning.
And it's also to take action. So it's in its temporary nature that makes it really great. Mm-hmm. So because it is only 4 weeks, it's like, now is your chance. Get all your questions out. If there's anything that's on your mind, this would be the time. Make the most of the opportunity that is available to you. Because when it does end, it really is just like it is with Launch School. It goes with Smooth Start as well. What you put in mm-hmm. is what you'll get out. So when you put in a lot of it, a lot of time and attention and really work to forging study buddies and forging study groups, it really does make a difference what you get out of it. But if you are more passive and you do hang back, and I know that's really, it's really something that is so easy to do. I do encourage that you just try to make the most of it, even if you don't know if Launch School is right for you. Mm-hmm. I still encourage that you give it a try, because you might be surprised, like, oh, I do actually take that plunge. It's actually not as bad as I thought it would be.
Right. And some people who are kind of see themselves as only interested in the technical aspect, I always say that you can go through Launch School 100% on your own. You don't have to have study buddies. You don't have to participate on Slack. You don't have to do anything. But it's almost guaranteed that if you do, you're going to come out with better communication skills. And, you know, you're going to do better on your job interviews and be better able to handle what comes to you on the job. So, I encourage it too. I agree. We're on the same page.
Yeah, for sure. And that's really because I remember you, Brandy, you said that you wish that you had a program like this at the very beginning. And I'm fully on board with you there. I also wish that because for me personally, and why I'm so passionate about, helping out with a program like Smooth Start, is that a lot of my learning was isolated, having been in Australia and the Launch School being a American-based program. It is just not possible to always connect with students because you are on the other side of the world. Everybody's asleep. Mm-hmm. it is something that I really wish that I would have been able to really connect and get involved with, which is the community. And I was able to do a little bit at the end, but having that at the very beginning would have made such a difference. Mm-hmm. So I do sort of learning that hard lesson. I do know, like, from personal experience, how enriching it is when you do actually make those connections and how it helps all those soft skills as well, such as communication and, you know, networking as well, and, forming good friendships with people mm-hmm. that will help you later on.
Right. And, you know, you and I are still here standing, but it's true. I think that some students hit hurdles and they give up, right? And sometimes the program isn't for people, but I truly believe that sometimes people give up when they could have done it. They could have kept going. So having something like this mm-hmm. to show people the support so that they don't. I've talked to many students who almost quit and are now flourishing mm-hmm. in the core curriculum. So whatever we can do, I think, to support people who are going to come into obstacles and hurdles so that if it is the right track for them, that they can keep going is great. And this kind of ties into and leads us into, like, how has this benefit students? Like, what have you heard from the students who have been a part of Smooth Start?
And what I have noticed is that, especially with later iterations, the feedback overall across all of them have been really good. but they do get more and more positive. And what I'm hearing most of all is like, I'm so glad that I got to talk to lots of different types of students and just being able to hear stories from different types of people, hearing their like firsthand experiences. It's so valuable, and that they're able to make decisions, more informed decisions moving forward. And sort of those next steps into the core curriculum is just more confident, and just that they know that they have other people that can connect to as well. So people at the same level, but also their leads as well, the leads that they sort of have talked to for the last 4 weeks and connected with, that they can also drop, always ask a question to them. And also in this time with TAs, even more so. So it's just being able to know that even though it is a self-paced program, that they have those connections with them when they do feel like that there is doubt and they are struggling a bit. But also, yeah, being able to sort of work with the students that are at their level and sort of seeing if they do take the next steps into core, that they can sort of go with them as well. And sort of the study buddies from the very beginning has been really effective. And it's been amazing sort of reading students' feedback saying like Smooth Start is the reason why I realized that I want to study here. Mm. The community is amazing. So sometimes that is the reason. And that's just really heartwarming to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, I know some people get stuck in prep. Some people, maybe they're indecisive or maybe they're really uncertain if they can do core with their situation. So I think having that help to make that decision is nice because a lot of people end up in prep. I've heard of people being in prep for like 3 years, going back and forth, you know, unsure until they finally did it. And of course, people who maybe wanted to, but never did it. So that's really great. Do you know, of course, not all of the groups are going to stay together, like they're moving at different paces. But do you know if any of the Smooth Start groups are still studying together now, like maybe from the earlier on cohorts?
Yeah, I have heard leads talking about like, my last cohort did get together and we still ask each other questions and things like that. So sometimes even after the Smooth Start ending, we encourage them to keep staying in touch. Mm-hmm. And I have heard from leads that they do. So that's really wonderful to hear. But the great thing is, so our most recent cohort, so cohort 4 and 5, so the one that we're doing now. So directly after you finish, we encourage you to like, please don't end communication here. Mm-hmm. We have a channel that's devoted to all the people that went through that cohort that they can all connect. We add them all to that cohort and they can all start talking to each other. And it's a place to, you know, start creating study sessions and things like that and meeting up in Gather Town and sort of knowing that these were all the people that went through this Smooth Start. They're all at the same level as you. You can continue to connect. That has been a common question that popped up saying, you know, who are the other people in the other groups that I didn't meet? Mm-hmm. That you can absolutely do that. And we do that after each cohort.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's really cool. So some connections still and seeing other people move on and maybe creating study sessions, but also like celebrating like, okay, today I actually started core or today I passed the first assessment and things like that.
Exactly.
That's really cool.
Yeah, exactly.
So this kind of leads into, I know anyone who's listening who has made it this far is probably thinking either, how do I participate? Or how do I like become a lead? How do I get involved if I'm already past my, you know, opportunity of Smooth Start? So how can students get involved with Smooth Start?
Yeah. So amazing thing is that this podcast episode is really timely because this happens to be the same day that applications open for the cohort that I was just talking about. So Smooth Start 5. So applications are now open. I encourage you to apply. If you don't know or you don't think you want to enter launch school, I encourage you to apply. If you're on the fence, I encourage you to apply. Absolutely know that you want to go through launch school, I encourage you to apply if you don't think you're going to interact with the community. So it really is open to everybody. There is no prerequisites for prep at all. And core, you just have to be subscribed to the core curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
and applications are open today. So there will be a link to the Smooth Start page, and it should say apply now. There should be directly at the top, you can say apply, and that it'll take you to an area that you can apply to Smooth Start Prep or Smooth Start Core. They have the prerequisites there, and then you can sort of follow the prompts and fill in the form from there. You have to fill in the application in order to be considered for the program.
Mm-hmm. So there might be people listening who aren't even signed up for prep yet. So what does that entail? Is there like a barrier to sign up for prep?
Yeah. So there technically is no barriers as such. There is two things that you do have to do. So one, you must have a Launch School account. So you can create one for free. And there's no, you know, there's no obligation to continue further. But you do need a Launch School account. You also need a Launch School Slack account. So in order to get a Launch School Slack account, you have to create a Launch School account first. And then in the toolbar on the left, there is a chat room icon. If you click that, that will be a login instruction on how to log into Slack. So Slack, Launch School Slack is the main place that we operate Smooth Start. So this is where you will have your private group of students that you will connect to. And then this is where we run sessions as well. So this is where all the information is. You cannot participate unless you have that that Launch School Slack account. So that is something that you do have to do in order to participate. For Core, you should already have that. But if you don't, you do need a Slack account in order to participate. And you must be subscribed to the Core curriculum. So you must also be in those first courses. It is more centered around introductory things that you need to be aware of. So we're talking about courses from 101 to 119.
Great. Okay, yeah, that's super clear then. You have to be enrolled in prep, but you don't have to like have gone through all of the prep material for the prep Smooth Start and for the Core that's Smooth right. Start. You do have to have started Core, but that's about it. You don't have to have like gone through the first course or anything.
Yeah.
Great.
That's right.
And applications are open now. So then I think the other question is, if we have people listening who are interested in becoming a lead, what are the requirements for that? How can they get involved?
Yeah. So if you are interested in being a lead, that's awesome. The great thing is that we have in the general forums, we have a post that, and I think it's pinned as well. If you want to be a Smooth Start lead, let us know. So you just click on that and that you just sort of read through the requirements. The main thing is that you have to be in courses 130 and above. And the reason being is that we do want you sort of more through the program a little bit. And so you're able to help point students in the direction of where they can find answers. And also you have to be a little bit more experienced to lead introductory students through the program.
Right.
So there is that. And then we also have a form to fill in as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So by 130, students have taken 3 written assessments and 3 interviews. So at least have some experience in terms of that. They can speak to what it's like to have an assessment, what it's like to
exactly.
schedule your interview and things like that.
Yes. So they will know things like what's on the study guide and because there is a bit of anxiety around that about like, oh, how will I know what to study for the assessment? And they're not there yet. These students will know well in advance, like, oh, you will come across that in the study guide. Mm. So just little things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It is important that students are a little bit more experienced.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, that was such a great kind of comprehensive journey through the iterations of Smooth Start. It's really interesting, I think, to see how it's changed. And the like kind of doubling of students is really interesting. I'm glad that it seems like maybe you found that cap. I bet you were a bit nervous. You're like, how are we going to accommodate 400 people? What's going on? So 100, 150 seems to be where we're settling. And Smooth Start will continue. There will be more cohorts even after this, Smooth Start 5. Do you have anything else you want to share about Smooth Start? Any final thoughts?
Just that it is a really, if you are unsure and you're thinking, nah, I don't think I really want to connect with the community, I just encourage you to give a try. And when you do try it, I encourage you to really commit. So we ask students to sort of, especially this new iteration, we ask them to sort of sign a bit of a pledge that I try to do, like try to commit to the program. Every time that we sort of accept a student, there is a space that's being allocated for them and that the lead is going to cater to them. And it does take a space away from somebody else that also could have been admitted. So we take this very seriously, and we do want to try and provide as much support as possible. So we really do want students to try to get involved as much as they can. And I know that's not necessarily like timetables wise, that people are very busy and have like, you know, very big lifestyles and things like that. I totally understand that in terms of time commitment, it might not be, there might be varying times where life happens, and that's understandable. But if you do have the time and you do really want to do a program like this, I do encourage you to set aside the time. It's an hour session a week, and then followed by an hour session somewhere during the week where you do that midweek exercise. So it's 2 hours a week, roughly. So it does make such a big impact, and I do encourage all people to sign up.
Right. Yeah, Launch School is going to be full of serious work and commitment and pushing your boundaries and pushing your comfort zone. So you might as well start now. I think that's a great way to leave it.
For sure.
Well, thank you so much, Karis. This was lovely. I will make sure that those links end up in the notes or on YouTube, wherever you're watching this. And keep your eyes out in your inboxes and your emails for Smooth Start material. And let us know how it goes, and let us know what you think of Smooth Start, and if you have any suggestions, all of that. We love the feedback.
Yes, we absolutely do. And we take feedback, as I said before, very seriously. It informs the next Smooth Start. And yeah, thank you so much for having me, Brandy. It's been amazing to come back here on the show and talk with you and share this new program. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thanks, Kate. Bye.
Bye.